The sun is shining here on the farm, and hopefully it'll be shining wherever you are today. Let's see, where will I be? Tomorrow at this time I'll be in West Palm Beach, and the sun apparently shines most of the time down there. Traveling from West Palm up the, what do they call that, the Eastern Corridor, I believe. Interstate 95, which will bring me to Ritchie on Thursday, and into New York on Friday, back to the farm on Friday night. I'm bringing my best friend, Meredith. What is a friend for if you can't get a little help driving from point A to point B, right? So I thought it would be kind of a cool thing to do that. And we'll visit.
I thought you were going to do point A to point B. Boom, we're there. One day, you're done.
No, I think I've convinced her that we might have
the three-hour tour
stops. Is
being put off. For
yeah,
that.
No, we're going to have a tour here and there.
Okay.
Up on the Doug Steffen Good Day program this hour, there's a story from North Carolina where a man sparked plenty of outrage yesterday when he posted pictures on Facebook of his dog that had been tattooed.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. All right. Yeah. Also.
Don't they do that to put, like, for ID stuff? They put, numbers on the dog? You know, in case it gets lost?
Not in this case, anyway. Kenny will have that story for us. We'll also bring you the top 10 most common lies job seekers put on their resumes. We have a poll to that effect at DougSteffen.com, a review of some of the April Fool's pranks that took place yesterday. And, of course, our deals from the Queen of Cheap. Roberta Fasanelli is here. What do we have for our audience in the next, five, six, 7 minutes, Roberta?
Oh, we got some free MP3s, free kitty litter, free magazines, free health screenings. That's a big one. And how to get a $100 professional kitchen knife for just $3.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
This is a good one.
It is a good one. All right. So also we have a postscript to the scams to watch out for this tax season. We've posted the 12 things for you to look out for, like identity theft and phishing. And one of the things that I thought was most creative are these the preparers. There are some people around like Fred, who part-time is a fellow that is happy to help you prepare your tax return. During the day, he works for waste management as a garbage collector. And at night and on the weekends, he does your tax. Maybe that's not the person to go to. Anyway, that's explained in detail at DougSteffen.com. So we have everybody here. Let's see. Roberta's here. Kenny is here. Richie is here. Oh, look who's here.
I've been a victim of identity theft.
Jennifer!
April Fools!
No, it's not quite that simple. You see, yesterday, then you may or may not have gotten wind of this. Yesterday, although a number of people didn't get wind of it because we had some ticked off listeners who were taking their shots at me handily on Facebook and elsewhere. So, anyway, what we said, Jennifer had an opportunity to go work at another radio situation, and so she decided to take it. But she went there for one day and found out it was horrible.
Horrible.
And it wasn't, the green grass over on the other side has died. So back she is. You see, she came, she called me last night and begged and pleaded.
I bet she did.
Exactly how it
please.
Was.
Yes.
I think it was Doug that called me begging.
Kenya, please come back.
Everybody hates me.
Oh.
I'm just not popular here.
So now, if you listened to the very first hour of this program, you would have heard us cooking up this scheme yesterday. But
for Roberta, right.
I know, for Roberta, because it was actually, Roberta, a scheme that was set out for Rich. Well, originally set out for Doug, which we were going to turn into Rich, but then it ended up turning into a scam for Roberta.
Yeah, Roberta, Jennifer was too chicken to pull this off on Doug.
It wasn't so, chicken, Rich. It's like so you always try to get us on.
Yeah.
On
see, you are not to be trusted.
Jennifer and her
you
mom
always have no,
this plan
no,
to pull one
no,
over on me.
Just a minute, please. That
and
is not the way it works.
Would never work.
You always screw these up because you have your own agenda. You try through your own devious mind to see how you could pit me against Roberta or against Jennifer
works,
or against Kenny, and you always sort of slice and dice it, and then you stand back and watch.
Yes.
So I don't give us
laugh.
Any of that manure that you have, you know.
With chips and salsa.
Yeah. By the way,
feet up on the lounger.
Speaking of that, we've just ordered a new product for the store, the dairy store, and I don't know how this is going to go down, but I think it's clever. Called White Girl Salsa.
So it means it's not spicy.
I'm not even sure. I didn't taste it. I saw it at that big food expo in Anaheim about a month ago, and I said to Amanda, who is my niece, is running the store, how about you check this out? And so the idea of it is obviously to fly in the face, but in a nice way, with the salsas that are for the hot Latins. Like your wife, she probably wouldn't like this, I'm guessing. I don't know.
Wouldn't she?
Well, because it's not hot. She likes hot stuff, doesn't she?
She does not.
Or she likes
Colombians,
you.
No, unfortunately, see, I bit into that whole thing, too.
I
figured I was marrying a Colombian and I was going to get spicy food. She was going to be able to cook all this awesome spicy food.
Really?
Yeah, no. A, she doesn't cook. B, Colombians don't like spicy food.
There you go.
No spicy food,
huh?
They don't like spicy food. Not a Colombian. She's like, that's Mexicans.
I'm
silly.
Here's the thought for the day. Tuesday, April the 2nd.
The tooth of April.
A ship in port is safe, but that's not what ships are built for. Sail out to sea and do new things. And that's the philosophy behind the Good Day crowdfunding effort, which you can check out at DougStephan.com. Go to the crowdfunding button right-hand side of the homepage. If you, somebody in your family, a friend of yours, someone who's in need, there are all kinds of reasons for wanting to raise money. You got a new business, maybe. You have a cause. And so this is a new way that actually was underscored by the Jobs Act that was passed by the Congress. This may have been one of the few good things these people have done in the past 3-4 years. It's a way for the government not to have to fund, and I think that's appropriate because I believe that the private sector ought to prevail here, and that's really what this is all about. It's a way to teach you how to raise money. The law now allows all of these things to take place. There's no SEC involved. There's none of this stuff. It really is. It's sort of a way, you know how Moses parted the sea? We all saw the movie over the weekend, right? Moses parted the sea, and everybody can walk through. Well, crowdfunding is a way to sort of, if you can visualize this, part the sea of BS and things that get in the way of you if you're a small business person. You know, they all, go to the Small Business Association and get a loan. Bunk them. Try that, and then call me back later after you've had a couple of aspirin from your headache. This, though, the crowdfunding way of doing it, of raising money, is superb. And it's so much fun. I'm having a lot of fun. It's a lot of work. This is sort of like a new business in a sense. I decided I was going to use it for this program, and then I got into thinking about it and had a few people advise me on how to do it. And we kind of came up with the idea of having crowdfunding lessons, because I'm going through it, so who else is trying to figure this out? Hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of people. So we're going to have a webinar every Wednesday, and I think, what did we say, Kenny, 2 o'clock? I think it was 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock on Eastern Time on Wednesdays, and it'll teach you each week, step by step, of how to do a crowdfund. So there'll be a lot of success stories, a lot of people who are big in the business, and it's all there, and you can find out how to participate by going to DougStephan.com, right-hand side, the crowdfunding button. Click on that. You'll go to Indiegogo, which is one of the crowdfunding landing pages where you can listen to me talk like I... This is Richie, you should be excited about this. I'm actually learning something about technology.
Yeah, you know, I'm proud of you. Usually when it comes to this stuff, you are...
Out to lunch.
Yeah.
Not
I just can't get it into your head. But for some reason, this is something that you're understanding.
No.
So, yeah. Whatever it is, I'm happy.
Yeah, well, and this is something that's very cool, and so we'll help you. And
it's just, you know what? I'm a big fan of using the people to help promote your message. I love social marketing, social networking, and social businesses. And that's what this is. This is if you have a business idea or a project that you're, you know, the kids need new soccer balls for school, whatever it is.
Right.
You know, take it to the people and just say, hey, listen, here's what we're trying to do. And some people will go, no, I'm not really into that. And many people will go, yeah, that's kind of a neat idea.
Yeah.
I'm in.
All right, and so we just got started yesterday, and we got the first money pledged last night for our campaign, and you can follow it, see how you can involve yourself and participate in our campaign. It's a great, as I say, it's a great tool for learning and doing, so help yourself to that. In a moment, the story behind the story, this dog, pets, et cetera, et cetera. Matter of fact, I'm looking at this tattoo now. I was talking about this a minute ago. This tattoo on this dog. Getting a lot of attention from a lot of the folks in the country. Ernesto Rodriguez is a tattoo artist who owns a shop, and he admits that he tattooed his puppy for ID purposes, but some people think it's canine cruelty. Check out the picture at DougStephan.com, and maybe you can let us know what you think by looking at it and understanding what he did. Would you do this to your dog? I wouldn't do it to Charlotte. Under any circumstances. It is a matter of what you think of the dog and how you want to... I mean, when you get tattooing, those of you who had tattoos done, what does it feel like in your skin? Is it the common practice? I should probably ask my son who's got some tattoos, whether you get Novocaine or you just do it.
No, you just do it. It feels like sticking a pin into your skin and dragging it along.
Ooh.
Yeah. If I had to describe what it feels like.
Some people like the pain, though. A lot of people
some people
like
do. Yeah. Yeah, you're right, Jen. Some do.
Like Roberto.
So
no,
check
I don't
it
like
out
pain.
And let us know what you think. By the way, Warren Eckstein, who's our pet expert, has some tips on how to handle problems with your pets as we get into springtime, allergies, that sort of thing. So I'm thinking about these pictures that are in my mind of the tattoo, and then all the pictures we have posted at DougStephan.com about Charlotte, and thinking that you probably have some great photos of your dogs, and if you have them, the folks at HGTV would like to see them. Maybe you've got pictures of your pets, your children, what your house is looking like as spring comes. You can tag your photos as you send them to HGTV. Tag your best photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter. That's Love Home, hashtag Love Home on Instagram and Twitter. Share your photos, and that way you might be able to see them on HGTV. Kind of a cool idea.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are, because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving.
Oh, wow.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
All right, Roberta, you have big deals here from Amazon CVS. What do we have?
Well, let's start with Amazon. They want you to go vote to see whether Total Eclipse of the Heart or Before He Cheats is a better karaoke song. Which of the two songs is the better one?
<That's>
and
<funny.
laughs> once you go there and you vote on it, then you can get a free copy of either song, but the real version, not the karaoke version. So, I don't like either of those songs.
I already have, Roberta. We stop with your editorial comment.
40-pound bag of kitty litter. You can get that absolutely free. They want you to try their new kitty litter, so they'll give you a rebate. Free American Photo magazine subscription. Health screenings at CVS. They'll give you free health screenings in April through Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays. And a $100 knife for only $3. And you'll find all the scoop at DougStephan.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
NBC.
Eddie.
And I love it.
Say it again.
I love the voice.
Tom Petty. Oh.
This is a Tom Petty song?
Yes, American Girl.
Starting out the voice last night, the Swan Brothers performing American Girl. I guess I forgot this is a Tom Petty song. And so the judges.
Get him up.
Blake and. Adam Ant there, what's his name?
Adam Levine. And then the new judges, Shakira and Usher.
Right, okay. So Blake used his charm to snag this fellow. So he's on these guys are on the Blake team. Next is Taylor Beckham singing I'm Going Down on The Voice last night. Anybody see this? Richie didn't. Jennifer, you didn't.
No.
Kenny, did you see it? Roberta?
No, I don't.
All right. All right. Anyway, crank it up, Richie. Let's see what we think. That's Usher. Usher and Shakira battled out to get Taylor onto their team. She picked Usher.
This show has so much more appeal to me than American Idol.
There's a little more going on here, I think, on the show, maybe. Yeah. That's why it's better.
Yeah, the format's a bit more fun.
Yeah. All right, next singer, Richie, is Sam Alves with Feeling Good.
It's a new day. It's a new life.
Nice.
Nobody turned their chairs, though, on this trip, Jennifer.
What are you waiting for, coaches?
Come on.
Listen to why they didn't turn around. Richie, this might be interesting. You hear how they think. Play cut 210, will you?
That's one of my favorite songs. I basically listen to it to get my day started. So I have a certain expectation when anyone sings it. I mean, I'm critical of myself singing it, man.
Oh, I am too. I am very much.
I want to say in Portuguese. Eu adorei você. Eu acho que você é cantor. Huh? Realmente bom.
Muito obrigado.
Can you speak Portuguese a lot? That would be cool.
It's so cool, right?
It's really attractive.
We're connecting here. We're connecting.
That song kind of requires a certain perfection that if it's not so right on the money, it goes a little south. But I think there is a lot of good news here, which is that you have a really unique voice. That the hardest thing to have is a unique voice. I think you just got to work on a little bit of the rest, and you'll be there, man.
Song choice. All about the song choice.
Right.
True.
But nobody picked her, so what happens?
That's it. He goes home.
Oh, he's done. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, next up is Karina Iglesias with a bilingual performance of I'm the Only One. You like this?
I bet Shakira will.
No, actually.
No.
Well, Adam and Blake tried to convince her to join their team. Shakira, embarrassed not to have turned around for her fellow Latina. They ended up after the discussion. Blake and Shakira lost. Adam got this person on his team. Garrett Gardner next, Richie, singing Seven Nation Army. I like this already. I don't know this song. I like this sort of thing, though. We like this? He failed last season, apparently, in the tryouts. So, made it to Shakira's team last night. We got time for one more, Richie. I think we do. Sure. Holly Tucker sings Make You Feel My Love. Apparently all four coaches liked her. They duked it out. She ended up picking Blake. So Holly Tucker on Blake's team. Pretty good stuff from last night. A sampling, anyway, of the audio from The Voice.
Underwater? Upside down? Do these terms describe your current mortgage situation? Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans to tell you that it may be time to get HARP'd. With HARP, you may be able to refinance at a lower rate even if your home has lost value. Millions of homeowners are eligible for this program right now, including hundreds of thousands who currently have a mortgage with Bank of America. That's right. Hundreds of thousands of Bank of America clients are eligible for HARP and have not yet taken advantage of this opportunity. Quicken Loans may be able to help. To learn if you're eligible to get HARP'd, log on to QuickenLoans.com and click on our easy-to-use HARP tool. But you've got to act right now. This unique program is scheduled to end at the end of the year, and I don't want you to miss out. Once again, if you owe more than your home is worth, or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, call Quicken Loans right now at 800-QUICKEN or go to QuickenLoans.com. We're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Instant message. Messaging, instant coffee, instant hair removal. The world has gone instant. Shouldn't your hotel rewards be instant too? At America's Best Value Inn, there's no waiting. Join our value club and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
If you're locked in a
home, or you're sinking, it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again.
Carry on.
HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Our Doug Steffens Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn is here. Actually, what happened yesterday, the rest of the story was that Meredith was too expensive. That's why Jennifer's back, you see.
Yeah, I work for cheap.
Yeah. Negotiations didn't go well.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, huh. All right, sorry. Jennifer is back. Yes, yes, yes. For those of you who were PO'd at me yesterday because Jennifer was gone, she decided to take another job that didn't pan out so well. So here she is.
It was our trick, April Fool's Day.
April Fool's. Okay, so at DougSteffen.com, there's a list of, a lot of great April Fool's jokes yesterday. Who had the best one played on him or her? Can anybody play any April Fool's jokes on you?
No, not a one.
Not a one? Really? Richie, did anybody get you?
Challenge.
You got challenged by whom?
That's not a challenge.
Oh, okay, all right. Richie, who got you? Anybody?
Nobody got me. One that I heard of, though, that I thought was pretty funny was the little Justin Bieber guy.
Yeah.
Apparently tweeted out a phone number and said this was his personal line.
TMZ.
And he was taking calls from fans for a couple of hours, and it was actually the TMZ tip line.
Yeah, right.
So, give it to the little twerp. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. All right, and did TMZ get it? They reported. They must have reported on it last night.
I guess they would have. Let's see.
Jen. Well, we know Roberta had hers.
Yeah, right.
Done, as far as Jennifer's concerned, Jen, who pulled one on you?
Nobody actually.
Do you think that April Fool's has lost its?
I think
fun?
April Fool's Day is awful. I think it's mean. I just don't like it. It's almost as annoying to me as Groundhog's Day.
Really?
Yeah. Which I also don't enjoy because pulling a wild beast out of a tree is not a good idea. idea.
What if we combine the two?
We pull a fool out.
That'd be weird.
I got news for you. They did, and the joke was on us this year.
Yeah. I think you're right about that, especially with the winter as it was.
Doesn't want to end.
No. All right, so anyway, there's a review of some of those the items from April Fool's at DougStephan.com. Also at DougStephan.com today, the list of the most common lies job seekers use on their resume, that along with the identity theft post at DougStephan.com to look out for various things. The IRS is warning you that there are 12 really big scams, and we've listed them all at DougStephan.com. All right, so you're looking for a job, and you have been tempted. It's the ultimate temptation to not tell the truth on your resume. Sometimes we embellish information on a resume. Do you ever do that, Roberta?
Of course.
Uh-huh. In what way?
Everyone has.
Yeah.
You kind of, you know, if you're describing what your job, what you were doing in your job, you'll kind of embellish that a little bit to make it seem more important.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer, do you ever, well, you've only worked for your father, so how can you embellish on your resume?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever embellished anything on my resume. Although, when
your
I did have
to. Catch you.
Yeah, he would catch me, he'd get it. Although, when I did apply for my quote unquote internship at CRN, I had to turn in a resume to my internship department, and that might have been.
Really?
I might have taken a few things off. I unembellished.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Yeah.
How about you, Kenny? Do you ever tell people that, to get a job, not something that was necessarily the truth?
Oh yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, I've stretched out work dates.
Really?
I worked at a station in Florida once, but was only there for 2 months, and I thought that didn't look so good, so I stretched that out a little bit.
Yeah, all right, so radio are used to that.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
All right, Richie, let's get the big boys to announce their top 10. Did we ever find the top 10 music? Again, whatever happened to that? We sort of got lost when we moved from one studio to another.
Yeah, no, we did lose that.
All right, okay. So just give me the big voice tonight. So these are the top 10 most common resume lies in our poll today, by the way, at DougStephan.com. Have you ever not told the truth on your resume? And if you have, what has it been? Your experience, your education, your age, your references, your previous employment? Two or more of the above, I didn't lie about anything on my resume. Okay, so here we go.
Number 10.
Misrepresenting a military record.
Oh, that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Number 9.
Providing false references. It's kind of stupid.
That is stupid.
Number 8.
Falsifying reasons for leaving your prior job.
I can see people doing that.
Number 7.
Faking credentials.
Mm.
Number 6.
Omitting past employment for obvious reasons.
Mm-hmm. Number 5.
Inventing periods of self-employment to cover up unemployment.
Number 4.
Exaggerating educational background.
Number 3.
Enhancing job titles and responsibilities that you never really had.
Number 2.
Inflating past accomplishments and your skills.
Number 1.
The worst thing you could possibly do is stretch the work dates, like Kenny just said.
Oh, yes.
Really?
Right. Oh, yeah. That's not a good thing at all.
I did pretty well in those times.
Apparently you did.
You know, I have to hire quite a few people, especially recently.
Because you're such a tough guy to work for.
Yeah. It's funny because you will see resumes where they will have had 3 jobs in 2 years.
Uh-huh.
And you're just like, how long are they going to stick with me? I want somebody around for 3, 5, 7 years, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you see a whole lot of that. But people also write some funny things. I had somebody write something on their cover letter that I cannot repeat on the air here about their social networking abilities.
Uh-huh.
Basically saying how
blanking
good they
awful.
Are.
Blanking good.
Great. Good.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
so did that make you turn on or turn off?
It was a total turn off and unprofessional.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
we're in radio, so it's kind of creative personality, so people try to use that in their resumes and in their cover letters. But when you use language...
Uh-oh. Not good.
In a cover letter.
Mm-mm.
To just try and get my attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you don't use foul language when you go to an interview, dummies, either.
Yeah.
No, well, nobody wants to hear that.
Hey, this is radio. They'll walk in jeans. You know, it's a little bit of a different thing.
Tight jeans? Would you hire somebody to look good in tight jeans, Rich?
It's mostly guys, so.
Probably not.
So, yes, yes, he would. Oh, wait, no, that's me.
All right, in a moment, Jennifer is going to update us. We have lots of television news, and because we've been a little bit behind for obvious reasons, Jennifer wants to update us on a lot of the things that are affecting shows that you like, maybe new shows, that sort of thing, a little gossip about the stars. HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. You can send pictures of your pets, your favorite hangout in your neighborhood. Maybe it's the pub. Maybe it's you out running as spring comes around. But whatever things come from your home or your neighborhood, that'd be cool. Tag the photos with Love Home on Instagram and Twitter. And do it now while you're thinking about it. You could see them on HGTV.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's brown bag lunches every day.
It's picking up extra shifts.
And it's catching the bus to work.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
This is a MultiView special report brought to you by General Mills. Before award season takes its final bow, it's time for the people to show off their good taste by awarding the best food experiences across the USA. The Munchies People's Choice Food Awards are back. Once again, the public can vote for their personal favorites in the world of food. TV personality and chef Andrew Zimmern.
I've partnered with Tablespoon.com on the Munchies, the first ever People's Choice Food Awards. Together, we're going to celebrate everything we love about food in America. We assembled a panel of experts from all areas of the culinary world to come up with a short list of their personal food favorites. Now, we need your vote to help determine who is really the best of the best.
The people can view the Munchies nominees on Tablespoon.com from April 1st to April 30th and vote for their favorites once a day. The Munchies winners will be announced in early May. For more information and to vote, visit tablespoon.com/themunchies. I'm Dan Marin.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
All right, let's get at this 16 before the hour. I thought this story about the teen mom. I've never understood the fascination, Jennifer, with these teen mom shows.
Me neither.
Yeah.
But this is a great example.
It's dirtbag television, basically.
Well, that's right. Thank you, Richie. That really is what I'm getting out of here. This video that has surfaced about one of these teen moms snorting some kind of drug. And being all over the internet. What kind of an
example?
Well,
these girls are always on the cover of the Inquirer and the Star and all the tabloids every week because they're in jail or they're doing drugs or they're getting DUIs or whatever it is. MTV originally started that show as a way to show kids the reality of having babies at a young age. And instead, somehow this cast got glamorized and, you know, they're screwing up all over the place and people are still paying attention to them. It's just, it's kind of weird and sick, but MTV did cancel the show, so I think we have seen the last of it for now, at least.
Good, he is the scourge of television.
It can be, that's for sure.
When it used to be really good.
But now it's all dirt
music trash. Stuff. Now it's just like this gutter television.
Right, well, while we're talking about MTV, actually, there's a story out, actually, that's been circulating this week, but we got confirmation on it today. The show Buck Wild, which was brought on by MTV to replace the loveliness of the Jersey Shore, has got some attention. It didn't do as well in the ratings as Jersey Shore did. It was about a group of kids and teenagers in West Virginia that would just party it up and act stupid, and all the residents of West Virginia were really upset about this show, wanted it to leave town because they thought it misrepresented them. But one of the stars, in a sad twist, was found dead on Monday morning alongside his uncle and a third unidentified person. This kid's name is Shane Gandy. He's 21 years old. His body was discovered in a Ford Bronco in Sissonville, West Virginia, around 11:30 a.m. on Monday morning. Sources close to the investigation said that there's evidence that three men may have died from carbon monoxide poisoning. So they're calling this what could be an accident. The family had sent out a missing persons report for all of these guys, and they finally found them at the end of a dirt road. The mayor of West Virginia, of Charleston, West Virginia, where Buck Wild is filmed, is calling for MTV to cancel the show after the death. He says that the show only enhances the negative stereotype that the Kanawha Valley already has. And he points out, in addition to yesterday's tragedy, two members of the Buck Wild cast had been recently arrested, one in a drug raid and the other on suspicion of DUI. So they want that show out. And you know what? I think it is. It's time to stop glorifying kids screwing up. I had happened, I think, I don't know if I told you guys about this, but I had, was just flipping through the channels the weekend before last. And I saw a show called Wicked Single on VH1, and I started watching it. It's about a bunch of 30-year-olds who have nothing going on in their lives. They go out every single night. They're partying in clubs. They're drinking so much that one of the girls crushed her wrist. She fell, crushed her wrist, didn't even know that she had done it until the next morning. She required emergency surgery. These kind of shows, it just glorifies the kind of stuff that we should not be glorifying. It's
more about the demise of America.
Of the culture, you know, everybody is young and stupid, but we don't have to show it on TV to make it look cooler.
Speaking of not young, Barbara Walters, according to some, was going to announce her retirement. However, there's no announcement of retirement.
Saying she's now not going to until that she may come out and say 2014. But what she wants to do, there's a lot of upheaval at The View. Joy Behar, we know, is leaving. Yeah. Elizabeth Hasselbeck is rumored to leave. And so the word on the street is that Barbara will indeed retire in May of next year. But she's going to wait to usher the show through this little bit of casting.
She's going to wait until she successfully ousts
Elizabeth. Yeah.
And then she'll
retire. She'll laugh and then she'll retire.
Right.
And then Jay Leno can take over.
And then Jay Leno will take over. Exactly. Perfect. Now, good news for late night. If you're a fan of Conan O'Brien, TBS has renewed his show through November 2015, which is good news. And then, Roberta, are you still watching Glee?
No, I'm not. Nope.
A lot of people have given up on this show,
I think.
But one of the stars entered into rehab yesterday, Corey Monteith.
He's always too hard to follow. Isn't that
But it's a whole new cast now, isn't it, in Glee?
A lot of new people, I think, because they had to graduate him out. But Lea Michele and Corey Monteith are both on the show, and they are dating. Corey decided to check himself into rehab for substance abuse issues, which is kind of unheard of. Usually the stars will wait till after production is over, but he just went in, even though the show is still being taped, so...
Mm-hmm. All right, so Lifetime canceled America's Most Wanted.
That's the rumor on the street. And, you know, it was canceled once before, and they were going to bring the show back, and they did successfully, but it looks like it might be dead, really dead this time. It's been over 25 years.
I know, thousands of episodes of this thing.
And it's helped a lot of people, I think.
Yeah, it has. I remember Adam was the son. He was the one that was abducted. They were from Palm Beach County, and I remember when I was doing mornings, so this shows you how long ago it was, mid-80s, when
Batman would never have been kidnapped.
Right. Came on my radio program and announced that he was going to do this. It was really kind of an interesting and very compelling.
That guy had an effective career.
Yeah, very smart about this.
Yeah.
And he's become very big over the years on the public speaking tournament. And that's how he really made his living.
He turned it into a good thing.
Yeah, he did. Yep. All right, Jen, thank you. Nice to have you back. I'm glad you saw the error of your ways. It's 10 before the hour.
Home.
It's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again. HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
I'm Startup American News broadcaster Mike Hayes. This is really an exciting live daily radio reality show called Good Day Crowdfunding, where millions of people across the U.S. wake up with Doug Steffen every week. Would you like to raise money for your idea or startup and get tips from professionals who know crowdfunding? Join the community, and you'll hear detailed case studies of successes and failures to help you build solid strategies to succeed. Top members will be invited to join the crowdfunding incubator, which will guide participants from start to finish. And listen to this. The best ideas will get a shot on the Good Day Crowdfunding Show to pitch their idea to millions. Join now and receive member-only bonuses to help you raise money today through crowdfunding. We'll see you inside in the community.
Well, we're big crowdfunders. We got golden fingers and we're loved everywhere we go.
That sounds like us.
We sing about money and we sing about truth. That $100 a throw. We seek all kinds of bills that give us all kinds of thrills, but the thrill we'll never know is the thrill it's gonna get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Indiegogo. Indiegogo, wanna see my picture on the cover? Wanna send 5 copies to my mother? Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Indiegogo?
That's a good idea.
I got a good day feeling about a crowdfunding hook that'll launch my big dream too. I got no money and a great idea and I'll do some good for you. Now it's all designed to blow our minds, but our minds won't really be blown like the crowd that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Indiegogo. Indiegogo, wanna see my picture on the cover. Wanna send 5 copies to my mother. Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Indiegogo. Got a lot of crowdfunders who have genuine interest in the things we got to say. With the radio reality incubator show, it deserves the cover of the front page. We got all the crowd that funding could want, but we don't have our name out there. If there's one little thing that could make the difference, it's the killer Indiegogo factor.
Tell it.
Indiegogo, wanna see my picture on the cover. Wanna send 5 copies to my mother.
Hello,
wanna
Mom.
See my smiling face on the cover.
Indiegogo.
This is Doug Steffen, the host of the Good Day program, and we're going to launch a new radio reality series based upon a media crowdfunding incubator program providing entrepreneurs and small businesses with national media exposure while they train and gain resources for launching successful crowdfunding campaigns. I've got a great team of innovators who are working with me to promote and to educate. When it comes to crowdfunding, what an exciting, exciting opportunity. This is something that's so new, many of you may not know much about it at all. While we're covering the day-to-day stories of other entrepreneurs, we're going to be there with them in the trenches because we're launching our own crowdfunding campaign as part of our radio reality show in order to create more public awareness about the merits, about the benefits, about the wonder of crowdfunding. To succeed in small business, you got to be bold, you got to take risks. So, we're going to look forward in this enterprise to using the media platform of Good Day to help build, help develop, help move along the crowdfunding community. Register today by going to gooddaycrowdfunding.com. That's gooddaycrowdfunding, all one word, .com, gooddaycrowdfunding.com.
MadHotels.com April shower sale is incredible.
I know.
I can't believe how much money we saved.
Don't say that too loudly. If the bellhops hear how much we saved, they'll be on us looking for big tips. Too late.
Hi, folks. Take your bag. Call you a limo.
Wow.
Can I bring you extra towels?
How about a club sandwich?
I can carry you down the stairs.
Throw down roast petals.
The Hotels.com April shower sale. On now through April 29th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.